This is De Bello Gallico, Book 6, Chapter 20. Okay, so start with quae civitates. So you can say the states which estimantur are considered administrare, to conduct or to manage, suam rem publicam, their commonwealth, their republic, their government, could be a good translation for that, commodius, more efficiently, more judiciously. Habent legibus sectum, have they hold this sacred by law, namely, si quis, if anyone accipient will have received, meaning will have heard, quid, anything, de re publica, concerning the government, affinitimis, from their neighbors, remore aut fama, by way of rumor or gossip, ut he, that he deferat, that he should bring it, ad magistratum, to the magistrate, neve, nor, cum quo alio, nor with anyone, communicat, should he share it, should he impart it, quod, because, saepe, often, cognitum, it is known that often, homines temerarios adque imperitos, that rash and inexperienced people, terere, are scared, falsus rumoribus, by false rumors, et ad vacinus impelli, and are drawn to crime, et consilium capere, and take counsel, de sumis rebus, concerning the highest affairs, meaning the affairs of the highest importance. Magistratus occultant, the magistrates hide, quae, which things, visa sunt, which have seemed good, meaning to hide, quaeque, and which things judicaverunt, which they have judged, esse ex usu, to be of use, multitudini produnt, they disclose to the multitude, they publish to the public, de re publica, concerning the republic, nisi per concilium, except by council, in an assembly, loqui non concedetur, it is not permitted to speak. So they weren't supposed to speak about the commonwealth except for in assemblies and councils. All right, so translating it again, those states which are considered to conduct their commonwealth more efficiently, they have it sacred by the laws, that if anyone shall have heard by rumor and report from his neighbors anything concerning the commonwealth, he should carry it to the magistrate and not communicate it with any other, because it it's been known, it's been discovered that rash and inexperienced people were often scared by false reports, by false rumors, and were driven to crime, and take counsel concerning the highest affairs. The magistrates conceal those things which seemed good to be to hide, and what things they've judged to be of use, they publish to the people. It is not permitted to speak concerning the state unless through assembly. All right, so it's not a very long chapter, but there's kind of a lot going on here. You've got the control of publicly available information. That's crucial to the leaders of any state, but how do the Gallic leaders effectively control that? Is that really possible in a free society? And maybe Caesar's implying something about the nature of Gallic society with this description. I think his narrative of the Gallic Wars is very much concerned with controlling the story of his activities in Gaul. So there were disadvantages that he faced in telling his story, and there, of course, would be men opposed to his version of the events, but did he have power to silence them? The Debella Gallica was a pretty effective weapon in his public relations campaign. But, you can kind of compare this to modern times a little bit. I think politicians in a modern society attempt to control the narrative. They have their political spin on things. I think connecting this over to Virgil, I think Virgil definitely describes the power of fama when word gets out concerning Dido's relationship with Aeneas. And, he just kind of exaggerates the power of rumor, or maybe he doesn't. We'll talk about that. I think, though, that Plato, I remember he really describes his ideal of a world where philosopher kings would rule, and because they were wise, they would tell people only what they needed to know. And, if these kings deemed it useful, they would lie to the people for the greater good. So, in your view, is it good for society when the leaders conceal some troubling, disturbing truths from the people? Our U.S. Constitution guarantees the right to assemble, the right of citizens to gather in groups to discuss political issues of concern. But what's the danger to a government if citizens are allowed to assemble without political leaders to control the shape and the direction of that discussion? And the Gauls definitely do something to prohibit this kind of discussion. So we're going to kind of just generally assess the Gallic society, politics, religion, and after reading his descriptions of the Gaul, how do you think his Roman readers would have felt about Caesar's efforts to suppress their rebellion against Roman rule? And I guess the last thing that kind of comes to mind from this is really Virgil wrote that it was Rome's destiny to spare those who had submitted to Roman rule and to fight wars to the finish against the arrogant. It's actually in Book 6 of the Aeneid, is parcere subjectis et debellare superbos. So how would Caesar's descriptions of the Gauls help support this claim? So there is definitely a connection there. All right, and that is officially the end of Book 6 and all of the Latin section of the De Bello Gallico.